This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. You guys are going to have to, please, if you will, ignore my busy throat. I'm just trying to do the little old radio show. And joining me tonight to help me do it, to begin with, we are graced again by Super Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Bill?
I've got in radio we call this the busy throat. Remember that when
right,
we're teaching that combat marksmanship, and if somebody says, "What's the matter?" you just go, "Got a busy throat."
No worries, man.
Gotcha. Let me ask you a question. I don't think I've ever asked you this before. When you're out and about,
okay,
just being Dave, when you go to the grocery store, when you wherever you go, when you're not training people to be tactical operators, what do you carry? What's your carry gun?
It fluctuates based on the environment that I'm going to be in.
Right.
My go-to carry blaster is a G26. I carry two reserve G17 mags.
Okay.
And that's my light action, so to speak.
Right.
And again, depending on if I'm on the road and I'm traveling, I will have my go-to rifle caliber carbine, kitted up, ready, for immediate access, in the event that, I need it. I try to be as prepared as the environment allows.
Right.
Sometimes, I spoke to, doing that project where I carry 100% of the time, which is impossible to do without the potential of getting sideways with the law. And then you have the flip side of that coin where, it's better to be judged by 12 and carried by 6.
Right.
It's a difficult decision that everyone has to make. Are you going to be, prepared to defend yourself and your loved ones, or are you going to be a legal beagle and, forfeit your right to self-defense onto the, police organizations or whatever the authority in the area you happen to be in?
Right.
It's a balance point. The, I go both ways on that. It depends on, exactly what I feel the inherent risks are, whether, I abide by the law or I abide by S-date law.
As far as that around here where I live,
right,
the gun-free zone signs, zone signs in South Carolina have to be a certain size. They have to say things a certain way. They have to be in a certain place, and they have to be everywhere where there is a door. And 90% of them are not. They're not the certain size. They're not the right verbiage. They don't have the line slanted through it.
Right, so they're not legal.
They're not legal. Here in South Carolina, the gun-free zone signs have the force of law behind them.
Right, and I understand that.
So, you know, I just...
But
when you're talking...
Each individual, it's their choice whether they want to, frequent those kind of places or not, frankly.
Yeah, exactly.
I avoid them.
One thing I was wanting to ask you, though, because you like 1911s, but you like capacity. So do you carry any double stack? Do you carry any 2011s, anything like that?
Actually, I've never even owned a double stack 45.
Oh, dang.
I tend to, favor the single stack. That is my... I would say the 1911 now is pretty much my dress gun.
Okay.
The one thing about a 1911 is it's considered the professional handgun for one reason and one reason only. If you are not completely familiar and schooled on the 1911, it's very unforgiving. It's unforgiving from a standpoint of shooting it well. And it's unforgiving in respect to going bang when you don't want it to because it has, the finest trigger on the face of the planet. I was recently in Texas, and you can really see some fine workmanship in respect to 1911s coming out of Texas. When people go to their... functions, law enforcement functions, or whatnot, and they wear their dress guns. A lot of cold blue steel and ivory shows up. It's pretty impressive.
Right. I like the double stack 2011 platform because for me that's the combination of I really like single action, really like the single action trigger.
Right.
And when I was in the military. Even though I was in the military when we were transitioning to the M9,
mm-hmm.
I still had a 1911. I was in a mechanized infantry unit. I wasn't in one of the frontline things. In Europe, mechanized infantry was pretty much it. So,
right.
I was a 60 gunner and I had a 1911. So I qualified for that thing 14 times over the course of 7 years. So I really like the 1911, and if I can get it double stacked, well, then I do that. But I was just curious.
Absolutely. It's John M. Browning was, he was ahead of his time for the time that he lived. But, he was a pure genius in respect to developing that specific blaster. Among many others, reputable guns.
Right. Right. And we got about a minute and a half left. I know that you also go to the double stack striker fired guns. The Glock 26. I like the Glock 26. I like it. I've got one that I do like putting plus twos on the magazine so I can grip it. That's my only thing. I know Hickok 45 carries one of those things, and his hands look Hickok 45's hands make Steve Fisher's hands look like baby hands.
Wow!
And he carries a Glock 26, so right. And he doesn't put any plus twos or anything on it. So I've always been, I guess, when your hand is that big, you can carry whatever you want. I guess, huh? I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah. Now I know you're in Georgia on a gig. Super Dave, he's Combat Speed LLC, and I presume you're traveling to do some training. But when we get back, we're going to get back into the combat marksmanship thing because there's a couple of things I want to bring up. I think there's a couple of things that this never ends, does it? The whole
no, it's a constant evolution. It's a never ending conversation. There's so many different facets to it. And the individual is the one, basically, that has to put it all together.
We're going to do that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave. What are you doing in Georgia there, Super Dave?
I'm doing a two-day survival CQB program. What that breaks down to, you know, the base, what I know to be true in respect to executing CQB tactics is based on a four-man gun team. What I'm doing here is based on one or two persons, with the overriding scenario being the homeowner and significant other.
Interesting. So, I have never thought of that sort of execution of the movement and everything. So, is that hard to adapt to civilians, CQB?
Not necessarily. One thing that I found, over my time in the business, in the industry, working with, various people from every different kind of, cultural aspect, background, upbringing, the human animal is the human animal. It's very adaptable, for the most part, highly intelligent, and can respond to, the given circumstances. My primary adjustment that I had to make upon retirement was time. In the military, we had, and projected the appropriate amounts of time to work with individuals based on what the goal was. Whereas in the private industry, for individuals to commit, a 2-day weekend, not that big of a deal, but in some respects, based on what it is you're trying to accomplish, more time is needed. Anywhere from, for example, if I do a instructor development program, my baseline is set up for a five-day training cycle, which is, hard for people to coordinate that kind of time. So the biggest issue for me has been always to compress and prioritize what is most important about, the topic or what it is you're actually trying to accomplish. And I've not had any issues as far as, people being able to step up to the plate, so to speak. And there's a specific point of interest along that is normally, and I don't mean to directly kick anybody in the balls over this, but it happens normally, and I'll use the term program and class.
Okay.
I run programs, and I don't do a class. Because when you do a class, generally what can happen is everything gets dumbed down to the lowest common denominator, whoever that person is. I don't do that. I run a program in which everyone, regardless of background and experience, is required to perform, period. Now, I do put emphasis on them operating in their own time and space, so to speak, at their ability level, and I will prod them to work harder, or the flip side of that coin, hey, you need to back off a little bit before you wind up outrunning your headlights, because that's normally when people start getting in trouble, is when they try to function or operate beyond their ability to process information. But having said that, that's why, well, if you think about it, if you can vet everybody that attends and know exactly what they're capable of doing, you're better prepared to choose a start point whereas that's not always the case. When I do run a program, what I will do is morning of day one, I will select X amount of time based on what I already know about the crew. I will still execute X number of evaluation exercises where I basically do nothing but provide the individual an opportunity to show me what they know based on my analysis of their performance. And once I have done that, it's kind of a dual tasking. I not only evaluate the individual and where they're at, but I also evaluate the entire crew, how everybody, you know, from the simple, it's the simple things, bro. Do people follow any instructions? Are they attentive? Do they actually understand what paying attention is? And you do a collective analysis on the ability of the crew in support of just how far you can take them within the given time frame and, of course, the logistics that you have to support the training.
I hear that. I never had to...
it's very eclectic.
Yes, you keep changing my thought. We got about a minute for you to give us another example. Can you do it in a minute?
Absolutely, dude.
Okay.
It's as simple as having an individual perform at their ability level and doing an individual analysis, and you coach that. I don't coach 10 guys at one time. I coach that person and give them what they need based on their ability level.
Right.
So it varies. I may be running one program, but it's 10 classes.
Gotcha. All right.
You got it?
I got it. It's, I'll give you my comparison to it, and you probably served during that time, so you'll get it. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Friday at the closing bell, the Dow lost 623 points to close at 25,629. This as President Trump tells U.S. companies to find alternatives to doing business in China. Jim O'Wade is a ClearSet Advisors Senior Managing Director.
The investment community and the business community was not happy with the way Trump conducted himself this week. There doesn't seem to be a clear style, just a lot of name calling. And I think what the market is telling you is that if it continues, it's going to change the facts on the ground because businesses are going to pull back, which means hiring will pull back, which means consumers will pull back. So I would implore the administration to be a little bit more disciplined, a little bit more focused, a little bit more clear-sighted as to what they're trying to accomplish.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is recovering after another round of cancer treatment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of Reformation and the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Super Dave, and there's one thing I want to ask you, and I'm just sort of winging this tonight, so if it seems like I'm not on spot on, I humbly apologize, sir.
No worries, man. Sometimes winging it's the best way to do it.
Outstanding. So you're out here and you're doing, instead of a four-man fire maneuver, you're doing two-man fire maneuver with your significant other as your partner. What do you recommend? It's one thing to go grab a gun. Right, it's one thing to grab the weapon, the carbine, whatever it is you're going to be going through with, you know, that's the one thing. What about, what is the fastest, easiest way to grab spare ammo, trauma? Should you throw on ear pro if you're inside the house? I mean, what is it that you advocate for with that kind of thing if in the event that you have to go sort of indoors and you have to get loud?
Absolutely. Noise, not concerned about it at all. I would not, you know, you brought up a very interesting point about putting on ear protection. Why would you want to put on ear protection, when that is one of your primary senses that you need to use to detect? There's a couple of things got to happen first, man. Before we get into kit and equipment, let's look at, one, you've got to detect the problem, correct?
Right.
You've got to locate the problem. You've got to identify the problem. then you've got to make a decision in respect to the problem, balanced against your rules of engagement, and act on it. So you've got to detect, locate, identify, decide, and act. Okay, those are the five key points of interest I reinforce at every opportunity. Now, in respect to kit and equipment, which, you know, the evolution of firearms as it is today, the majority of, well, there's not any quality handgun that I'm aware of that you're incapable of mounting a light on it. A lot of people comp that out. Well, you know, even if your handgun doesn't support mounting a light to it, a weapons light to it, you go with a handheld. But if you think about that, one, my kit and equipment, I treat it as life support equipment, as it actually is. If you look at any industry in respect to maintenance of kit and equipment, if it is actual life support equipment or considered life support equipment, it has about two or three times the maintenance schedule that non-life support equipment has. All I've done is taken that perspective and applied it to my weapons and equipment, you know, as it applies to small arms, handguns, carbines, rifles. If you have a pistol that you can't mount a light to, I would get one that you can. Not that using a handheld is a bad thing, but, you know, because weapons lights fail periodically as well. Right. So you should have a handheld as a backup. But if you think about it, with a handheld light, both your hands are busy. There's other things that need to be done.
Right.
Why would you want to tie up both your hands by using a pistol with a handheld light?
Point made. Now, let me explain the ear pro thing, right? I only use electronic ear pro. So,
okay, that's cool. That's even a major plus.
For me, the reason I would employ that is because hearing is a means of pinpointing things. And after the first shot, if I don't have on ear pro, well, I'm not going to hear anything anyway if it's indoors.
Well, you're already into the shooting piece. Once
right.
you commit to the shooting piece, you know, all bets are off.
Yeah.
What I have is basically a bandolier setup that has an auxiliary handheld light,
right?
Two reserve mags, and I also have combo. I've got a quality set of Midland radios.
I'm not laughing about that, but I bought Camo the other day. I bought Young Nuo or whatever you call it, and I thought I was buying two sets, but right. I ended up buying four radios. So I've got Camo for the whole family now.
Right, it's extremely important.
Yeah.
To be able to communicate, especially if you're going to break contact with your family members during the process.
What kind of a bandolier do you carry? Who do you recommend that makes a good functioning bandolier?
Nobody. That's why I made my own.
Oh, okay, okay.
I fashioned my own out of just some web gear and a sew shop. And that's something I would like to encourage somebody, you know, everybody to consider. Just because there's no manufacturer out there that has what you think you want, don't prevent that from making it yourself. There's a couple of other key issues you have to think about operating, you know, in your own home. How do you sleep? Do you sleep naked? Do you wear pajamas? From the moment that you detect a problem, what is your response time? How long does it take you to wake up? How long does it take you to grab it and go? What kind of communication needs to be understood before you commit to locating the problem? there's any number of critical aspects. Lighting is a big one. Do you leave the lights off? Do you turn the lights on? If you leave the lights off and you're using your weapon light to break the angles and clear space, you're simply marking your position while you're doing it.
Right, right.
There's several very important critical issues that you need to take into consideration and map it out, think it through, before you even commit. Threat identification. What is positive threat identification? Again, referring to your rules of engagement. You know, the castle law is pretty standard in a lot of states. So when you are in your own home, you should know the terrain and know how to break it down from any direction that's needed. A lot of people, really, I guess you could say a percentage of people have never thought to break it down and work in their own home in response to that type of a problem.
Now, let me get you to hold right there, please, sir. We're coming up on the next break, and we'll continue this on the other side. Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed, LLC. He's teaching a program right now, and I'm trying to get a few pointers here for my own program. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed LLC. The thing that you were talking about, I never made the distinction, but when you were talking about having a bunch of classes within the program,
right?
That sounded to me just like the classic description that they used to tell us in the 80s of what airland battle doctrine was, where you had one big contained area with a bunch of little skirmishes happening in the middle of all of that.
Right. Exactly.
Fair comparison?
Absolutely, man.
Yeah. In that moment, when you identify something has gone awry inside the house or wherever you are, especially in certain places, I would imagine, because with this rise of Antifa as one thing.
Correct.
And I still think Al-Qaeda, ISIS, I still think that there's going to be something here that sort of rivals the Mumbai attack. And it really, this is trying to prepare for the unexpected, isn't it?
Correct. And you have to be careful. What is the difference between being prepared on all levels and being paranoid? You know what I mean? You've got to, use a little common sense, not get spun up. What happens, I don't have a shower gun. I have a bathroom gun, but I don't have a gun in my shower. you just gotta use some common sense and think about it. What is the most compromising situation I could be caught in, and how would I deal with it from there?
Right.
Nothing in my home is worth more than the lives of my loved ones. There's a couple of key issues. One, never be in a hurry to die. Sometimes there's security and speed, but then, speed can work against you as well. It has to, night vision and FOMO. So from a military perspective, you've got the technology you're up against. The days of, you know, the knuckle-dragging ground pounder are over. You've got to be smart. You've got to be capable. You know, we as Americans love technology, so the better it gets, the smarter we have to be in employing it.
Well,
you know,
let me ask you.
You know, you would have, you know, night vision capability yourself.
Right.
Let me ask you
about this, just because I'm curious about this. Now,
yeah.
besides the two-legged predator types, I also look at EMP and natural disasters and that kind of thing. And in the absence of having power,
how much
do you think? I mean, does the military even teach map reading now? I mean, that's all we had in the 80s. We had to be able to read maps, shoot back azimuths, read sections.
Well, you know, it's funny that you bring that up, because that's always been a very big concern of mine. From a military perspective, you can't function if you don't know where you're at on the ground.
Right.
And that affects all aspects of warfare. You have to know where you're at on the ground. So if you rely on technology too heavily, you may get caught short. Even back in the days, they used to call them a plugger. It was like the military's first foray into the GPS realm.
Right.
You know, sometimes they worked, sometimes they didn't. But you always backed it up. You always backed your navigation up with maps and compass.
Do they do that now?
I hope they do.
Yeah. I mean, I myself.
The serious people do. I can say that much.
I don't know how I would do it. How does somebody go about getting grid maps of their location without looking like they're planning something bad? I need grid maps of my locale, and I need all the
it's actually very easy now. I guess I've not done it in a while, but in the past I have. You know, you're just talking NGRS maps,
right?
You can acquire those maps for hunting areas and stuff like that. Not a big deal. There's many different manners of navigating. You know, it's funny, a lot of people, you know, that you bring up the mass, like a mass casualty event, due to whatever, a known enemy.
Right.
Or even, like civil unrest. I like zombie movies just like the next person, but, you know, people joke about, you know, the zombie apocalypse. The problem is, it's a very real scenario, because what it's going to boil down to on a large scale, disaster, you're going to have the haves and the have nots.
And the panic.
And the have nots are going to want what you have.
Right.
Even if it's just, even if, you know, it's just to survive for a few more days.
Right.
So I see, you know, that being a very big problem in respect to people being prepared to take care of themselves for, you know, a week or two even.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until, you know, civilization can get back on its feet, so to speak. It's going to be a very real problem.
Yeah. I'm very glad that when I was in the military, I learned how to like MREs. Before we run out of time,
when you're hungry, you'll eat just about anything.
Anything.
A lot of people have never been hungry.
Well, in the situation we're discussing, which, you know, is not, I don't think it's so much a matter of if as a matter of when and what, in what form it's going to be. So, this kind of stuff that Super Dave is talking about, this has application here today. And
When you're talking about what he was just now talking about, paranoia, I think that is in the eye of the beholder. I mean, you should see what I carry in the back of my car when I go somewhere
right.
2 hours away from the house. When I go 2 hours away from the house, I've got a chest rig.
You got what you need.
Yeah, I've got a chest rig with the 5 magazines on it, 2 spare pistol, trauma care. I've got a case of MREs. I've got a little bit of water. I've got a carbine. Got a pistol. And I've got ear pro. And I could talk, you know, I need to talk to Fisher because my wife really likes Fisher. And if he were to say, you know, maybe you ought to take some of this stuff up too, then I could have my 1-2 thing happen in there. That'd be cool. There,
right.
Dave. Yeah. So, Super Dave has been kind enough to agree to do a regular segment on this kind of thing. And what we're talking about is urban preparedness for the unexpected, combat marksmanship, the kind of tools that most people don't have, quite honestly. Most people don't have them. I have a background, and everything he's telling me is, I've got so many lights going off in my head right now, I'm blinded. So I appreciate your time. Have a good program in Georgia, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.
All right, Mr. Bill. Me as well.
Roger that. Stay.
Take care.
Yes, sir. Hour number 2 is inbound. Coming up next to discuss armor from AR-500 Armor's Jeffrey Schultz. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.